What's up, everybody? Keegan with the Side Hustle to Full-Time Web Designer podcast. And it's been a while. It's been a long while. 3 entire months. I can't believe that. I cannot believe we're looking at the face like we're staring into April. And it blows me away. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around it, but here we are. And so I wanted to kind of touch base, talk to you. It's been a while. Tell you what's been up. So I started the year completely derailed. I got the nastiest sinus infection and I was out for 12 days almost. It was brutal, but it really derailed me as far as content creation, because I had this plan. I've been sitting on multiple videos for the YouTube channel for about 2.5 months now, and really good stuff, I think. I guess that's really up to everyone who watches, but I think that there's some good videos and some good content. But it's also taken me off of the podcast, taken me off of sharing my story. And the story is, I got punched in the mouth, right? With a sickness, with a bunch of work that came on too. I got really busy, did multiple projects, and that took me away from some of the content. So what it's done is allowed me to sit back now, reevaluate a little bit, determine what's really the most important thing for me. And the most important thing for me is to continue to connect with you. I want to educate, I want to share my story, I want to help those of you who actually listen to me not make some of the mistakes that I made early on in my time building websites, and as I share the story of me kind of growing into more. Because ultimately I do want to be a business owner, not a freelancer. And there's nothing wrong with being a freelancer, it's just not where my head is, it's not where I want to be. What I want to do is strategy. I want to help people and businesses. So I want to help businesses determine what's important for them and how to get from point A to point B. What I also want to do is help people who want to be freelancers, people who want to start doing web design as a side hustle. I want to help save them the heartache of getting from the beginning points to actually making some sort of a sustainable income. And my business, my Redefined Creative, has done extremely well. Like, I've been doing incredible for it as a side hustle. But that's as a side hustle, right? It's not a full-time gig. And that's what this whole podcast has been about. What is that journey? I don't know how long that journey is going to be. I do know that my daytime job is something that I do thoroughly enjoy, having a great time doing it. And I'm really feel like I hit my stride in that. And I'm enjoying the work. I'm enjoying where I'm going to go with it. And so this journey in this podcast may end up being a little bit longer than I planned originally. And that's fine. Things change, life changes. Look, right now you're hearing the background noise. I know you hear that truck, and I'm not editing it out because it's life. My cat is sitting right here. He might meow in just a few minutes because this is the first time he's been quiet since I walked in. Tried to record this 3 or 4 times, and I'm tired of the overproduction. I'm tired of making this seem that life is anything different than what life really is. And I've never tried to like go out of my way to be something that I'm not. What you've seen on the screen has been whatever I was comfortable with at that moment. And hopefully I've gotten a little bit better here as far as delivering the message, being on camera. I'm good with it, right? And so I want to share the journey as it is. There will be produced tutorials and things like that on the YouTube channel. But the podcast, this has always been a space, which is now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're seeing my face. So that's something that's different. The podcast, I'm just going to turn the camera on and record the podcast. The audio will still go. So if you're hearing this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, whatever you're listening to this on, you won't really notice a difference. But if you're on the YouTube channel, what you will see is me delivering this podcast, but you get to see me. And those of you who are listening, if you ever think that you want to join the podcast, like, there's more noise. There's noises everywhere. If you want to see me and you want to connect, you want to leave comments, you want to actually interact with me on these videos, all you got to do is go over to YouTube. I'll link it up in the show notes. Just subscribe to the channel. And every time a new video comes out, whether it's a tutorial or whether it's an episode for the podcast, you can join. And so things I'm thinking of, like, I'm restructuring the business, the process of my business at the moment. I've had a process that's worked for a while, but it doesn't have enough automation for me. I know what I offer. I only want to offer that. And then I want to have something that's on the side that's completely a la carte, very specialized, and that's the strategy portion. But for web design and for hosting, care plans, that whole thing, that is going to be a very structured, a very seamless product. It's one thing, it is what it is, and there's no real deviation from that. And so there's a process I want to automate all the way through, and I found the platform to do it. I've just got to continue to set that up. So I'm going to share the journey of using SweetDash, which is what I think I've committed to, pretty sure, and that transition from 17 hats into something like SweetDash. I'm going to talk about it because there's frustrations, there's wins, there's a lot of things it does really well, and there's a huge learning curve with any new platform, and SweetDash is no exception. And so I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the new hosting platform that I have that I've set up this year that I freaking love. And I've loved, like, you've heard me talk about Flywheel. You guys know I love Flywheel. I was an agency partner. I absolutely love what they do. The problem is it is not the most cost effective for a business. And so when I look at being the business owner, about running the business, it just didn't make any sense to me to be paying $350, especially when I was very near the top end of that hosting platform as far as sites I could put on there. They just rolled out multi-site, which they didn't have before. And that was another kind of a pain point. I wanted to be able to have multi-site if I needed. And I just found something that is faster. It's so much more secure. And not that Flywheel is unsecure, like, or insecure. Let me dispel that right now. It's definitely not. But what I have is extremely secure because it doesn't have some back end, some technical jargon, and blah, 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 things you may or may not be interested in. If you are, let me know. If you're on YouTube, let me know in the comments. If you are listening to the podcast, find me on Twitter at Keegan Lanier. Let's talk. Let's hang out. I'm mostly over there talking about music, specifically hard rock and roller coasters, and sometimes NFTs. So if you're interested in any of that, you want to hang out, find me on Twitter at Keegan Lanier. That's where I spend all of my time. But I want to share the journey. I want to be here with you. I want to take you along with me. I want to share the nuggets of wisdom. That's what I want to do. So that's what I'm going to do. And first and foremost, you know, we're 7.5 minutes into this. I want to talk about SweetDash. If you're not familiar with it, I will leave the link below for that as well. So it'll be two links, one for YouTube so you can subscribe to the channel if you want to watch the videos, and one for SweetDash. Really cool, very founder-driven company, very aggressive development, and just a cool platform. It's supposed to be the all-in-one business suite, which automatically for me is usually a red flag, honestly. 17 Hats tried to be it. They do a good job with what they do. Bookkeeping absolutely sucks. Customization absolutely sucks. Now, the rest of the platform and what it does very, very well. SweetDash, on the other hand, is very, very, very customizable. You can build what they call circles, which are like groups of people, and you can automate people to get in and out of those circles. So you can have someone in your leads circle, and that has its own set of actions. And when they do something, they take some sort of an action, you can move them over. So if you have someone in your like care plan lead circle, and they go through and they sign up for your care plan, it could take them automatically to care plan clients. It's just an example, but there's customizable portal pages to where you can build out a customized portal for each type of client as well. So web design clients can have access to the file shares and all that stuff, whereas care plans, maybe they just need to see billing. You know, you can have a portal specifically for white label clients. So if you have an agency that you work with and you would need them to see all of the websites that you worked on, all the invoices for multiple clients, you can do that. There's just so much that you can customize on this. And, you know, if you're in the political space, no matter which way you sit, I sit somewhere in the realistic space. I'm not too far one way, not too far the other way. I just want us all to get along. I want people to be taken care of. I want people to have autonomy to make decisions that are good for themselves. And I want each of us to treat the others around us well. I think that's a pretty good way to look at things. Hopefully you agree. But SweetDash, and the only reason I bring this up is that SweetDash just raised through a very affordable add-on, like a really cool add-on to their platform. All the profits from that went to Ukrainian relief. So they raised $100,000 for the Ukraine just as a donation to the cause to help everything that's going on there. And the people who are, you know, honestly, their homes are being wrecked, and I would not want that for me. I don't want that for anyone. So anything that strikes at that core, I'm with. So if that's you, you found your people, you know, I guess here, if that's not, you know, you're more than welcome to hit the unsubscribe button. You can go away. That's totally okay with me. We're just not, we're just not our people. That's okay. That's fine. You'll find your people. And that's what it is. If you do like that and you are about that and you want good to be around good people, you want to be around somebody who treats people well, you found your people. So at least that's my intent. My intent's always to do that. And so SweetDash is one of those platforms that I found that I think can be really super beneficial for the business. And that's what we're going to talk about in some of the upcoming videos, some of the challenges I've had, some of the wins, where I'm at, because it ain't that far. But the new setups, all those things, there's a lot to come. And I just wanted to jump back in here, get my feet back in the water a little bit, toes kind of getting wet, because I just haven't done this in a while. And so I wanted to share what's been up, why it's been so quiet, why I haven't done a podcast, why I haven't put out a video on YouTube. And hopefully all that makes sense. I've grown a little bit more of a beard since the last time I was here, now that I'm looking at myself on the monitor. And so many other cool things. If you're interested, I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you want to find me and interact with me on Twitter, find me at Keegan Lanier. And there's going to be a few things I'm talking about. I already mentioned rock music. That's kind of my number one. I love live music. I love hard rock. The other one was, what was it? Roller coasters are another one. I don't think that's the second one I said, but doesn't matter. Roller coasters are another one. And I guess web designs kind of goes without saying, but I love roller coasters, y'all. And I found a group since this last November, just a cool coaster club, really great people. They love craft beer. I love craft beer. They love traveling, going ride roller coasters and just having a good time with really good people. And so you'll probably see me interacting with a ton of those people. If any of that sounds interesting to you at all, come and hang out on Twitter. And of course, always ready to meet somebody who's interested in web design and interested in taking the entrepreneurial life and taking it to its fullest. Any way I can help, I've always been, will always be a very open book, and I'm here to be a resource if I can help, and definitely an ear if you need to talk. So I'm gonna let that go. There's my cat on cue, always here to interrupt a good recording, but I appreciate each of you who are listening. I'm very intrigued to see what numbers are after not putting out an episode for almost 12 weeks or right at 12 weeks. I'm really intrigued to see how many people jump back in, how many people are still around, and how many people are listening. If you're on YouTube, again, hit the subscribe button. You can see these videos in action, watch my face as I say these words. You can be subscribed in both places. Whatever makes you happy, and reach out in any way that I can help. I appreciate you. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for following. And I really hope that what I'm delivering is going to bring you tremendous value. Have an awesome day, and just go out there and be good to people around you.